Now we come to chapter 7, and notice this. There are 32,000 that are assembled now under Gideon. And I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 7 of Judges. Then Jerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now, my friend, this is really something. I think that when Gideon looked out over the 32,000, he said to himself, I wish they were double that number. I wish I had more. This man Gideon felt like he needed more. And now God says to him, he says, you got too many. I can't let you have the victory with this many. Why? Because Israel would say it was because of my power and my might. That's the reason, friends, no flesh is going to glory in God's presence. And that's the reason God has to take the weak instruments today. It's the reason he's always followed that method, and he still does it today, by the way. Now, this is the way he's going to cut down the number of the army. And this was a pretty good way of cutting it down. Verse 3, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned to the people 20,000, and there remained 10,000. So that you see there were 32,000 in all, but he lost 22,000. And you remember this was God's condition, had been put down in the Mosaic system. We saw it back in the book of Deuteronomy, that God says that there will be this excuse for those that are drafted into the army if they be able to just be able to say they were afraid. Now, the question always arisen in my mind, why didn't Gideon go home? Because if there was anybody there afraid, he was afraid. I know two fellas that would have gone home had they been there. One's McGee and the other's Gideon, but he's the leader. And I think he's frightened when he got it cut down now to 10,000. And that's not enough. Will you notice what happens now? And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Now, again, God says, even when it's reduced from 32,000 to 10,000, he says, this is too many. And I'm of the opinion at this particular time, Gideon is certainly ready to go home. But he says, now I'm going to try them.